Chapter 7. Missing Persons, Identity Problems, and BPD. In this chapter, figuring out what identity is. Developing identity in the 21st century. Exploring borderline identities and their effects. You've heard about identity theft. You may even be one of the many people who worry about losing their identities to thieves digging through dumpsters, looking for loose credit card receipts. Because so many people do worry about identity theft, personal paper shredder sales have skyrocketed over the past few years. Some people worry more about losing their identities to theft than about being mugged at gunpoint, because the notion of losing oneself, even just one's financial self, is especially disturbing. In this chapter, we spend some time illustrating what identity actually means, as well as describing its development and evolution over time. We take a look at both the positive and negative aspects of identities. We want you to be familiar with this information before we move on to explain the identity problems people with borderline personality disorder, BPD, often experience. See Chapter 17 for techniques for managing identity problems. Sorry, we can't help you with identity theft. The concept of identity. Most people think of themselves as having their own identities. They know what to say when someone asks them to identify themselves. For example, when a police officer asks you who you are, you probably state your name and take out your driver's license. However, personal identity is much more complex than a simple ID card. We look at the concept of identity in this section. Defining identity. Identity is a theory or concept that someone creates to synthesize information and knowledge about the self. In other words, your identity is your own personal attempt to capture the core elements that make you who you are. Identity evolves over time as it takes on varying areas of emphasis. For example, a 2-month-old baby has no sense of gender, but when that child is 13 years old, she probably thinks a lot about the importance of gender. In grade school, kids don't usually have much of a career identity, but this important sphere takes on great meaning in young adulthood. Personality, on the other hand, describes broad character traits that other people can see. Take a look at Chapter 2 for more on personality. Identity is more personal in nature than personality. In other words, identity involves value judgments that people make about themselves, not judgments that other people make about them. For example, wealth has little or nothing to do with personality directly. However, sometimes people tie much of their self-worth and identities to their accumulation, or lack thereof, of money. Thus, people can have outgoing personalities and be either rich or poor. Their wealth doesn't automatically have a strong effect on their personalities. For instance, some rich people feel like their money has little to do with who they are as people. On the other hand, some wealthy people feel like their identities, who they are, and what they value, are wrapped around their possessions. Like personality, an identity can be healthy or unhealthy. Healthy identities stand on a foundation of sturdy, varied values. They don't center on a single aspect of a person. For example, a healthy identity can encompass multiple sources of self-worth. In contrast, an unhealthy identity has a restricted scope and usually derives worth from only a few elements. People incorporate just a few, or hopefully, many aspects of their lives in their identities, including the following: artistic talent, knowledge, wealth, gender, hobbies, accomplishments, career, relationships, status and prestige, religion, values, priorities, physical appearance, health, place of residence, cultural affiliation, age. To form your identity, you likely look at these various aspects of your life and attempt to describe who you are based on which facets you value the most. Personal identity is like a story about your life. For example, someone who values friendships will have a life story or identity that emphasizes friendships. For healthy identities, these stories have coherence and some degree of continuity, and thus, your identities can guide your decisions and choices. However, if your identity is scrambled and lacks continuity, it can't readily guide your life choices. Terms that many mental health professionals consider similar to identity include self-concept, self-esteem, self-awareness, self-confidence, self-satisfaction, and self-importance. Although a group of psychologists can talk for hours about the nuances that distinguish each term from the others, all the terms capture a similar idea: who you are. We look at developing and defining who you are in the next sections. Developing identity. Identities develop and change over the course of lifetimes. Identities become more complex and incorporate more aspects of the self with age. Some periods in life present greater challenges to identity development than others. In the following sections, we describe the basic stages of identity development. Beginning the process of identity formation. Babies begin developing their sense of self early in life. Hopefully, within the first few months, they begin to learn that other people perceive and respond to their discomforts. They slowly differentiate between themselves and their caregivers. As they begin to make these distinctions, interactions between infants and their caregivers are critical in the establishment of identity because, depending on their care, infants learn how what they do affects others in their world. Identity develops much further as children's worlds expand to include extensive interaction with other kids. A particularly critical time in identity development appears to be between the ages of 4 and 6, when children learn a crucial concept, that other people have thoughts and ideas that are different from their own. Also, during this phase, children acquire the ability to understand what other people are likely thinking and feeling in various situations. When either genes or social experiences interfere with this development, children become much more inept at dealing with other people, which may eventually lead to the development of BPD in adulthood. Technical stuff. The core mechanism that allows for self-reflection, identity development, and the ability to relate to others is known as theory of mind. Theory of mind is knowing that others think thoughts that may differ from your own, and understanding the psychological and emotional states of other people. People with BPD typically don't have a well-developed theory of mind, which leads them to have trouble relating well to others. Finding identity during middle childhood. From the ages of about 6 to 12, children's identities continue to grow. The ability to regulate emotions, one of the skills that helps foster the development of a healthy identity, usually occurs during this time of life. Other important aspects of positive identity development that often emerge at this time include mastering schoolwork, getting along well with other children, and acquiring basic mental and physical skills. When children fail to acquire the ability to regulate emotions and these other basic skills, they often experience tumultuous adolescent years, which can impair their identity development as adults. People with BPD may have some highly developed skills. For example, they may be highly intelligent or extremely detail-oriented, but they often fail to acquire the ability to moderate their emotions. As a result, roller coaster emotions that skyrocket and plummet at the slightest provocation characterize many people with BPD. Refining identity in adolescence. Long ago, identity was fairly fixed by the end of middle childhood. After all, parents and teachers pushed kids into predetermined roles. Girls learned homemaking skills in preparation for marriage, and boys learned predetermined trades and apprenticeships. In the modern world, however, identity has become an especially poignant issue during adolescence. Adolescents try on and experiment with various identities, which psychologists refer to as possible selves. Through this experimentation process, they discard some of these possible selves and hold on to others. The downside to all this experimentation is that juggling all these possibilities can be rather stressful. See Chapter 4 for more information about the pressures of modern-day adolescence. Even people who don't develop BPD find adolescence to be a stressful period of life. So the fact that the major symptoms of BPD start showing up by early adolescence seems only natural. After all, pressures mount to establish a clear sense of self during adolescence, and many people with emerging BPD can't clearly define who they are during adulthood, much less during their teenage years. Anchoring identity in adulthood. Ideally, you manage to get through the challenges of adolescence with a reasonable, balanced sense of self. Your adolescent identity likely has some complexity and includes a variety of elements. But if it's a healthy identity, it also maintains a coherent set of themes. If one aspect of your identity is threatened, you may need to call on other facets of the self to buffer the emotional distress. For example, if a father loses his job, he may be able to remind himself that he has many positive attributes, such as his roles as a parent and a husband, his intelligence, his geniality, and his resourcefulness. These qualities not only protect him from a massive assault on his self-esteem, which sudden unemployment often causes, but also give him confidence that another employer is likely to see him as a desirable applicant. The ability to use different facets of one's identity to help deal with emotional distress is one key element of a healthy identity. People with BPD often struggle to maintain emotional stability when parts of their identities are threatened. Like many people with BPD, Tyler, a 25-year-old marketing consultant, had an imperfect adolescence. However, the combination of fairly good genes, a few good role models, some decent opportunities, and a lack of serious abuse or trauma allowed him to overcome a less-than-perfect adolescence and form a healthy identity. Tyler reflects on his life and feels okay about himself. He experienced what he now considers a challenging childhood. His parents divorced when he was 4, and each one found a new partner. Tyler had to move around quite a bit, but his parents did manage to keep him in the same school system. During high school, he did some drugs and abused alcohol. His grades were fair, but he never did much studying. He rebelled against his parents by not caring about school and his future, and he seemed depressed at times. He didn't find real meaning in life until he went to college and discovered a love for traveling and learning. Without the need to rebel, he excelled at school. Eventually, he realized that his life was pretty good and that he was treated fairly well. Now, in adulthood, his emotions are well under control. He still drinks a bit too much, but he enjoys his many friends and interests. Good genes, no extreme abuse, and the ability to delay gratification, which he learned in college, can account for Tyler's relatively good adjustment to life. Tyler, like many people, had a moderately challenging adolescence. Nevertheless, like most teens, he made it through the difficult years reasonably unscathed. He now has the capacity to further develop his identity in a balanced way as his adulthood unfolds. People who develop BPD experience far more ongoing problems with their personal identities than Tyler did. Borderline identity, unstable and fragile. People with BPD have identities that differ from those of other people. Their identities show less stability and less coherence. In addition, people with BPD often overreact to minor threats to their frail identities. We discuss these two issues in the next sections. Waffling identities. Although everyone behaves inconsistently at times, people with BPD exhibit huge fluctuations in attitudes, values, and feelings of identity. The difference between the identities of a person without BPD and a person with BPD is a lot like the difference between a well-edited movie of someone's life and an unorganized box jammed full of photos from that same life. Here are a few contrasting examples. A woman without BPD values honesty, and as a result, her identity has a stable, coherent sense of basic honesty. Thus, 99% of the time, she is quite straightforward with people. She's someone people feel they can count on for the truth. However, at a friend's house for dinner, she compliments the host for the cooking even though she doesn't like the food at all. She maintains her honest identity and accepts the fact that some circumstances call for minor lies. Her life's coherent movie maintains the basic theme of honesty. A woman with BPD sometimes feels she's an honest person and generally is honest. However, when she lies to her friend about her cooking, she feels a rush of self-loathing and disgust for her dishonest behavior. This situation may lead her to become angry at her friend for making her tell a lie. She can't hold on to her basic identity of being honest in the face of a minor indiscretion. In a way, her sense of who she is changes with each photo that's plucked out of her life's box. A man with BPD may consider himself extremely righteous and devoted to his family. However, he frequently has affairs and loses his temper when his kids fail to meet his expectations in the slightest way. After he flips into these obnoxious episodes, he briefly feels horrible about himself, but within hours or days, he rapidly regains his self-image of being righteous and devoted. His view of himself changes dramatically as each picture is taken from the box. Lacking a strong, stable sense of their own identities, many people with BPD attempt to adopt whichever identity they believe their current partners or friends want them to have. They believe that doing so can make them very appealing to their potential partners or friends because they may appear like the very personification of their friends' dreams. However, the inherent instability of their personal identities makes maintaining the facades impossible to do. See Chapter 8. For more information about the effects this issue has on the relationships that people with BPD tend to have throughout life. Responding to worries about identity. When people with BPD have significant worries about their identities and self-worth, one of two situations likely occurs. They desperately attempt to hold on to their fragile sense of self-worth by striking out in rage. Their identity and self-worth crumble, and they fall into a cycle of despair. You can imagine what effect these ways of responding to identity concerns have on the people who care about those with BPD. They may feel confused, angry, and mystified by their BPD partner's behaviors because they don't realize the underlying problems with identity that cause the intense reactions. See Chapter 8. For more information about the stormy relationships people with BPD often have. See Part 5 for more ideas about how to cope with these identity issues when you care about someone with BPD.